I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth visits a historic grist mill in Plymouth.
One, two, three. Water on!
That's one of the millers and a group of visitors starting the water wheel at the same site where the Pilgrims built the first American grist mill in 1636. The replica mill works not only as an exhibit, but also as a modern-day production facility. Kim Van Wormer and Matt Tavares are the millers.
We're grinding corn, so most of the product that comes off is cornmeal, and we also get what the Wampanoag called nasamp, and the Pilgrims later referred to as samp, but it's what everyone knows today as grits.
The mill sells these grits and cornmeal to local restaurants, bakeries, breweries, and distilleries. But the methods and equipment they use are straight out of the 1600s.
So you have the water wheel, water flows into the wheel, the weight of the water makes the wheel turn. So now we've just created energy.
And it's amazing how quickly this water can speed up when it's forced through a dam, because it doesn't have much of a drop in elevation. It only goes about 81 feet.
The dam is on Town Brook in Plymouth, and the adjacent two-story building that houses the mill is an exact replica of the original, with the millstone on the top floor and the machinery downstairs. Once the miller says, "Water on," like you just heard, the dam gate opens and water starts turning a series of wooden wheels with teeth and gears inside that connect to a metal spindle to change the energy's direction from vertical to horizontal.
That metal spindle that goes up through that smaller gear pushes a giant 2,500-pound millstone over the top of a stationary millstone. There's just a teeny bit of distance between them. The corn flows into a hole in the middle of the turning stone, gets pulled in between the two stones, broken into small pieces, gets pushed around the edge and then down a chute where it lands in the flour bin right next to where you're standing right now.
The setup is pretty ingenious, and also, once upon a time, very common. In colonial America, travel between settlements on rough inland roads was incredibly difficult and expensive. So almost every town had its own grist mill.
So the original mill was built here on this site by John Jenny, one of the Pilgrims, in 1636. Prior to that, since the Mayflower came, everybody knows, in 1620, in those first 16 years, they were grinding corn manually in wooden mortars and pestles. Probably highly frustrating for the Pilgrim women because they were used to mills back in England and Holland. They're like, "Ugh, now we have to do it by hand again."
In each new settlement, people came together to help build the town grist mill. The miller ground grain for local farmers, and in exchange got to keep a portion called the miller's toll. Grain was a staple food, and the miller was a central community figure. For centuries, these mills shaped New England's social fabric. We still reference their historic importance all the time without even realizing it. When we say things like nose to the grindstone or run of the mill or grist for the mill. Plymouth's modern mill can't get all of its corn from farmers in town, but Kim says they do try to source it locally.
We kind of have three goals. One is to mill heritage grains, old varieties that we're in danger of losing. Another one is locally grown so that we can trace it back, or at least traceable to the farmer, and delicious. Those are all things that we really want to have. So we have this one corn, when you think of Indian corn that you think of as decorating your door on Thanksgiving Day, it's actually a really, really delicious corn for cornmeal and for grits. So we have a farmer in Western Mass that grows that. There's a beautiful red corn called Floriani Red that's grown for us down in Westport, Mass. And then we have some beautiful organic corn that comes from a distributor in upstate New York.
In 2017, the Plymouth Grist Mill hosted the first ever modern-day statewide grain gathering for Massachusetts. They brought together farmers, millers, bakers, chefs, maltsters, brewers, and distillers to talk about the future of the local grain economy. And it's a conversation they hope will continue. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
We've got some pictures of the Plymouth Grist Mill and more information about the different varieties and grinds of corn right on our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.